The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Praise the Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim good news to you of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. The weeks preceding tonight's great feast have been busy ones for everyone, I'm sure. We've all had our share of outreach projects, social gatherings, shopping expeditions, writing cards. I would hope that amidst all the activity of the season, we could find some quiet time to reflect briefly, at least, on the story of a child born in a stable. What can the story of a child whose birthday we commemorate today teach us? One of the things that comes to mind is one of power. Real power is the ability to change human hearts. When you think about it, it's really true. Every other challenge in life is nothing compared to the challenge of changing the heart of just one other person. If you are a parent, a teacher, or work with people, you know too well how frustrating it can be to try to change the heart of someone who might be destroying themselves through some kind of negative behavior. An army can force people to make changes in their government and in their behavior for a time. But an army with all its weapons cannot make people change their thinking, their attitudes, or their hearts. The collapse of communist China, communist power in Eastern Europe a few years ago is a sign of that. I'm sure we've all prayed for someone, asking God to change the heart of a person who might have turned away from the church or family for whatever reason. And God himself must experience some frustration because we can, each of us, we can, and sometimes we do. We resist God's efforts to change our hearts. The Christmas story teaches us in a beautiful way what power really looks like. God did not come into our world like some kind of superhero. What we remember tonight is that God came into a world as a helpless babe, demonstrated here. Do you sometimes wonder what God was thinking by making that kind of entrance into our world? I would like to think God's strategy was to teach us that real power comes from the weakness that makes us turn to God. That kind of weakness can, and often does, change human hearts. People of all times have been powerfully touched by two moments more than others in the life of Jesus, whose birthday we celebrate tonight. Those two moments are the Christ child in the manger, and the other is Christ on the cross on that first Good Friday. What those two moments have in common is that in both of them, Jesus was vulnerable and helpless. The realization that God would be what the world calls weakness has touched human hearts for more than 20 centuries and has transformed the lives of billions of people. The greatest power on earth for moving us all to do what is right is the helplessness of a baby in the manger and the Son of God nailed to a cross. May that child of Bethlehem transform our hearts and our world by the power of his weakness. May Jesus, whose birth we celebrate tonight, bring you peace in difficult times, strength in the challenges of life, and abiding joy at every moment. God bless you and keep you.